welcome to speak if you wish to speak, anyone.
I don't wish to intrude.
That's fine.
I've been listening carefully.
Oh, you're very, very welcome to listen.
But I would like to say just a little.
Yes, of course.
To you. I was most interested to listen to you speak about depression.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
I was one who came to spirit thinking that I had such a terrible life and that I too suffered from depression. But at the time there was no name given to that. Lots of people were aware of unhappiness and did not know how to bring themselves back to a happier reality.
Right, yes.
I have learned so much since being here. If only those who are sad could only realize that there should be no extremes of reaction to what you call, forgive me, I need a moment.
What we call maybe reality, or
what you call depression. I believe that sometimes people feel they need to have a title of what is happening to them. So my mission from spirit is to go to people who feel this way, who need upliftment, who need to be able to express themselves in order to be fully happy.
And you're able to help them a little bit with that?
I try to impress them about what happened to me. And that is what I think I try to help with.
Because you perhaps came from a time when depression wasn't known about or defined.
Yes. You were just classed as being useless, or so much name calling, so much brutality amongst people, especially men and women. When women were put down to being useless, that of course creates in your mind visions of what you are not.
Makes it worse.
It is difficult to express how these many people think of themselves. But I disagree about the words that your teacher has taught you, that indeed for many it is a selfish act, and it would be much easier for a lot of people, especially in your age, your day, here on earth, that you are able to impress and help others in your world.
Yes. Yeah. We can maybe like you, we can try to draw them out of the depression.
Yes, understanding is the greatest word. Understanding of what is happening to oneself.
Understanding, yes, that's the key, isn't it?
Yes.
If they can understand that they are in charge of their thoughts and how they react.
Everyone's life is God-given. And no person should try to do hurtful things to themselves, because it is karmic and must be paid for.
Of course, you're referring to suicide there, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
The ultimate aim of many, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, I think many of us know somebody who's committed suicide just in our own lifetimes.
Yes, but at least it is spoken about.
Yes.
And people are more understanding.
Sometimes they just need to know that somebody cares about them, and they're more likely then to listen.
Yes.
I found that, you know, to not take their own life if they believe that someone cares about them.
Yes. A lot of it is confusion in their minds.
Yeah.
But not necessarily what you believe to be depression. After all, beings on the earth can be sad for quite a long time without it being named as depression. Can you understand what I am trying to say to you?
Yes, there are so many reasons why people are sad.
Sadness could be like losing a loved one and grieving for perhaps longer than...
But I have to say to you, and I am trying not to make judgments going back in time, men were cruel to their women folk.
Yes.
That is not so much the case today.
It's gradually getting better, we've been told.
There was a lot of mental illness with women. I've read quite a lot about the history of this, and yes, and I intuited that it was perhaps encouraged by cruelty and inequality, and more than inequality, cruelty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Downright cruelty. And that is my aim here in spirit, that I can help at least one person.
So you sometimes, I think you'd almost say it's not just the individual, it's the sheer cruelty of others that's causing
but
not one person's sadness.
Not to immediately think it is depression. Yes.
I see. So it could get depression when it isn't really.
Yes. I've known people who've suffered a lot of unpleasant things, and yes, I think I sometimes am not 100% clear about their issues, but I just know they need love.
Yes.
More than anything, they just need love and listening.
Yes. Anyway, I am very happy to have been allowed to speak with you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's been very helpful to us.
And we...
Sorry, Sarah?
We're happy you came.
Happy you came.
We're happy that you came.
Mm.
Thank you. Mm. So, if perhaps another time I could stay a little longer.
That would be good.
Yes, of course. Could we ask your name so that we know it's you next time?
My name is Mira.
Mira. Ah,
Mira.
Very nice name, Mira.
Thank you, Mira. Mm.
Yeah. And we usually we share the teachings so we can, perhaps your words will reach out and touch some others, because it's still very much part of the earth at the moment, depression
yes.
and sadness.
Yes. Mm. I'm very grateful.
Oh, we are very grateful, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
Mm, thank you.
God bless you, Mira.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, please do come again.